Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
And good morning. It's 6:21 on Wall Street, and this portion of Bloomberg being brought to you by Interactive Brokers, the investor's marketplace, online service where traders, investors, and institutions can meet and collaborate. And joining us from Bloomberg Intelligence this morning, Maxine Spahi, an economist with Bloomberg Intelligence. Of course, the European Central Bank in focus today. Will it extend its stimulus program? Maxime, it's a time to reflect on what their mission is, what they're trying to accomplish, and what they're looking at in terms of whether or not they're succeeding in their mission.
Yeah, well, what they're looking at is actually inflation. The mandate is to keep inflation close but below 2%. And if you look today, euro inflation is at 0.6%. Core and super core are quite weak. And this is the reason why they're very likely today to extend the stimulus by actually extending the time horizon of the QE program by 3 to 6 months.
Okay, you look at the five-year forward, the expectations basically for 5 years out for inflation. That's looking better.
It's looking much better than a couple of weeks and months ago. For the ECB, this is obviously good news. But the problem for them is that if you look at unemployment is decreasing, but wages are not reacting yet. So the underlying inflationary pressure is still very weak and there's no upward trend there. And that's why, again, they will have to do more as of today.
To keep inflation, to get inflation going, but you know, also if one of their objectives was to increase investor bets on riskier assets, namely equities, they're succeeding there certainly, or at least so it would seem.
Well, yeah, when you look at equity markets in Europe, they've been surprisingly resilient. If you think about what happened with Brexit, with the Italian referendum. So obviously, the ECB policy is helping these assets. The question is, obviously, today, how long will this continue? And that's where we're gonna watch very carefully what Draghi's saying. What will they do after June, after September next year? Will they taper? Will they continue at the same pace? And this is actually the big stake today for the press conference.
Yeah, you look at the market fallout from Italy over the weekend, just to back up for a moment. That was pretty contained, and I guess the anticipation there was that Mario Draghi would do anything to help out.
Well, we know that the ECB is buying Italian bonds, according to the capital keys of the ECB. The thing about Italy is also that it's not an unprecedented situation for the country. Italy has already been there. It was expected for once polls were right. So not unprecedented, not unexpected. And this is obviously helping investors' confidence in the eurozone.
Okay, so again, what are the numbers we're looking for today? A six-month extension, $80 billion.
So that's the numbers. We at Bloomberg Intelligence, we believe it could be 3 months in order to allow them some flexibility and then review it in the next 3 months. And obviously, the thing to watch here, it's the pace, currently $80 billion a month. They could stay at this pace or narrow it a bit down.
Maxine Spahi, an economist with Bloomberg Intelligence.